Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So we are going through the Chiefs' schedule. We just left week one against the Los Angeles Chargers. Now let's head to week two. This game's a little bit different. This game is going to be the home opener for the Kansas City Chiefs and is a team that you guys are certainly familiar with the Philadelphia Eagles. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Elliot Shore Parks. He is with 94 WIP in Philadelphia, one of the most popular sports talk stations in the country. Elliot, happy to have you on the show again. Now, I'll say this. The text line won't give you any credit for it, and I get why they won't give you any credit for it, but you came on this show back in February and kind of told us how the Super Bowl was going to play itself out. People called you an Eagles homer. People said you didn't know what you were talking about. You were kind of right about the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I think Eagles fans are probably happy about that. Look, it was certainly, even I can say, a larger blowout than I expected. But yeah, I think you saw in that game, and I said this prior, like the next great rivalry in sports is Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes. I think at this point they should be viewed on somewhat of the same level. You look at Jalen outplaying him in two Super Bowls. You look at Jalen beating him in 2023. So yeah, I mean, I think rivalries are great for the sport between teams, but when you get it between two great players, I think that's even better. So I think the Super Bowl is another chapter in what should be a long rivalry.
It was just one of those things to me, Elliot, that it was one of those styles makes fights. I've watched every Patrick Mahomes game. Buffalo doesn't really match up that great against Kansas City in the postseason. Baltimore doesn't match up that great against Kansas City. But it's something about Philadelphia and what they did to me. It wasn't really a fluke. I remember a couple of years ago that D-line talked about the field and felt like the field was a major factor in why they couldn't get after the quarterback. And I think a lot of people heard that as excuses. But we saw on a perfect field, very even for both teams, we saw Philadelphia really line up defensively well against Kansas City and Jalen Hurts. To me, he proved that his success is not a fluke against this defense and against Steve Spagnuolo. I just saw the Eagles as a team that Kansas City has the advantage over a lot of teams. They don't really have many advantages over Philadelphia.
Well, I would agree with that. I think 1 through 53, you can see the Eagles roster is considerably more talented than the Chiefs roster. But I do think that the Super Bowl itself, to me, one thing I probably didn't completely see coming, but I think was very clear on the field, is that the Eagles were never losing that game. They were so motivated by that loss in 2022. And you're right, the defensive line played great. They certainly got after Patrick Mahomes. But I would view that, yes, a matchup thing in some ways, because I think they have better defensive linemen than the Chiefs had offensive linemen. But having been around the team all year, I can just tell people in Kansas City, that Super Bowl loss in 2022 sat with the Eagles from the minute that game ended in Arizona. So when that ball was kicked off in New Orleans, I just think the Eagles were coming with a level of anger and revenge that the Chiefs clearly weren't ready for.
Right now, we're talking to Elliot Shore Parks. He is the Eagles insider for 94 WIP in Philadelphia. The Chiefs play the Eagles in their home opener in week two. I'm looking at the depth chart. What's new about this Eagles team, at least from the offensive perspective? We'll get to the defense in just a bit, but this looks like a very familiar cast of characters to me.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, so they'll have a new right guard. Mekhi Becton went and signed with the Los Angeles Chargers. So there you're looking at a Tyler Steen, Kenyon Green. That spot is a question mark. But the biggest change on offense would be the coordinator. They lost Kellen Moore to New Orleans. They promoted from within, hiring Kevin Petullo in that job. They lost their quarterback coach. So there's been some turnover on the offensive coaching staff. But I think one thing the Eagles would tell you is they are leaning on continuity. They're going to have 10 of the 11 same starters on offense. While Petullo is a new coordinator, he was hired from within. So I don't love the idea of promoting from within on the offensive side of the ball. I think a fresh set of ideas would have been good for a team where all offseason everyone's going to be studying how to stop the Eagles specifically. But without question, the talent on offense alone, I mean, as the Chiefs found out, is pretty unstoppable.
What did you guys make of the entire controversy around the tush push? It felt very polarizing. I think there's a group of people that have the, hey, if you don't like it, stop it. And then I think there is a lot of people, to me, are hiding behind the veil of player safety. You're just mad that one team is better at something than you, so you're trying to figure out a way to stop it. What was it like to be in the middle of the controversy around this play?
Yeah, I mean, I think you summarized it well. I think the Eagles would tell you that they designed the play. They're great at the play. If you look at other teams around the league, they run the play. They don't run it as well. Sean McDermott of the Buffalo Bills has been one of the largest opponents of the tush push. He ran it the second most times in the league last year. So, you know, for him to bring up player safety feels a little bit hypocritical when he runs the play quite a bit himself. But I think ultimately what this is going to come down to is they just don't like the way the play looks. Like, that is what it is. I understand the player safety thing, although there's not much data on their side. I'll never fault somebody for, you know, prioritizing player safety. But ultimately, you know, this is an aesthetics thing. They don't like the way it looks. And I think it will probably be removed. But I think what the league is going to find out is, yeah, the tush push, it's got a nice name, and the pushing aspect of it is a little unique. Ultimately, they convert a large percentage of those plays because they have the best offensive line of football, and they have the best quarterback at running the ball, certainly from a sneak perspective, in the league. So I still expect them, tush push or not, to convert a high percentage of their short yard situations.
You mentioned some of the changes on offense, and there weren't a whole lot on offense. What are the changes for the Eagles' defense heading into next season?
Yeah, I think Chiefs fans will like what they're about to hear. They lost, the Eagles lost Josh Sweat, who arguably could have been MVP of that game. Milton Williams, who had an outstanding game in that Super Bowl, he's now with the New England Patriots. Darius Slay is gone. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson is gone. They have had some turnover on the defensive side of the ball. Now, they still enter the league year with a ton of talent. They have the two young corners in Cooper and Quinion. Zach Bond, who was one of the Defensive Player of the Year candidates last year, he is back. And Jalen Carter, I think, can make an argument for the best defensive player in football. So they definitely lost some guys, but they still have a ton of talent on that side of the ball.
Looking at the NFC, I think people know who the contenders are in the NFC East. I think people know who the contenders are in the NFC as a whole. Do you see a team as maybe a surprise team that could challenge the Eagles at the top of the conference, or is it going to be the same usual suspects that it's been from last season?
So I don't think this team will challenge for a Super Bowl, but I do think in the Eagles' own division, people are probably sleeping on the Dallas Cowboys just a little bit. Washington, obviously, I think what they did last year, they certainly deserve going to the year viewed as a Super Bowl contender. But it is really, really hard to be good year after year in the NFL, and they have not yet proven that they can repeat success. So I'm a little skeptical of Washington going into the year. Dallas, do I think they're going to win the Super Bowl? No, of course not. Do I think they could win a playoff game? Probably not. But do I think they could win 10, 11, 12 games and challenge the Eagles, where all of a sudden they're one of the top seeds in the NFC? Yeah, I do think that could happen. So outside of that, you know, Packers, Lions, Vikings, like the normal cast of characters in the NFC. But I think with Dak Prescott missing so much time last year, people have forgotten that when he plays, the Cowboys are a very good regular season team.
So right now there are four teams in the NFL that have an over-under of 11.5. Buffalo, Philadelphia, Kansas City, and Baltimore. When it comes to the Eagles, are we just talking about injuries? Is there anything else that you think could keep this team out of the postseason? Or are we looking at a team that, if they stay healthy, and that's always a big question mark in the NFL, the Eagles are going to be right there competing for another championship?
Yeah, I think it's just the Super Bowl hangover. I don't think looking at the roster, you can point to a fatal flaw. They need a right guard to step up. But even if he doesn't, that they still have a pretty outstanding offensive skill set overall. You have to replace Darius Slay at that number two corner spot. But when you have Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell, your secondary is pretty good. So it really, to me, just comes down to, can they overcome the Super Bowl hangover? That really, for every team besides the Chiefs and the Patriots of the past 20 years, has been like a real thing. So that would really be the only concern. But if they come locked in and they're ready to go, like they are not going to lose many games.
I don't know about you, Elliot. I'm surprised that this game is so early in the season. This felt like a week seven, week eight to me, not week two.
Yeah, I think it's a very disappointing place on the schedule for this game. I would have loved to see it later in the season. I would have loved the hype to build up. I understand if you get it in week two, you know, in theory, there's a better chance everyone's healthy. And I think whenever the Eagles and Chiefs play, it's an awesome game. So I'm not going to complain about the matchup. But week two to me just feels like it's undermining what a big game this is. I know it couldn't have been week one because they opened at home, but if you're going to do it early in the year, then it should start the season with it. Or if you can't do that, then do it later in the year. Week two to me feels like a very disappointing result for where this landed.
And that is Elliot Shore Parks joining us on the show today. He is with 94 WIP in Philadelphia, one of the best sports talk stations in the country. He is the Eagles insider. They are the defending Super Bowl champions, and they will be at Arrowhead week two in a Super Bowl rematch. Elliot, great stuff as always, man. We'll catch up with you later this summer.
Sounds good. Appreciate it.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.